A toy cowboy is profoundly threatened and jealous when a spaceman toy supplants him as top toy in a child's room.
Hi, I'm Andre.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Luis.
And we are The Walt Vault, a family-friendly podcast where we get silly and talk about Disney movies.
Nubbins.
Welcome to The Walt Vault, episode 11.
Emily just said nubbins.
I'm going to leave that in. Yeah, it's captured.
The reason Emily said nubbins is because we bought these foam nubbins.
No.
They're not called nubbins.
They're just microphone covers.
They're microphone covers.
They're windscreens.
They're nubbins. I don't know.
But Luis called it a nubbin and now I can't stop.
Nubbins.
We're going to be talking about the movie Nubbins this week. This week we're here to talk about Toy Story.
For episode 11.
Episode 11.
We're in the double digits.
That's
double,
right.
Double digits.
We're so old now. We're like big kids of podcasting.
Now we have to wait a really long time till we're in the triples, though, so I don't know why I'm excited about double digits when that only took us 10 episodes to get there.
Well, I'm not, I don't even know. We going to make it to triple? That's a lot.
Who knows?
That's a lot of movies. We're gonna be dripping into the dregs of Disney stuff. Dripping into the dregs.
Who knows, everyone?
We get to the 100s.
But yes, we are talking about Toy Story.
You said triple digits, and the first thing I thought of was 300. Like, it was going to, like, we wouldn't.
Triple digits is 100. That would take us about 2 years.
Like, we wouldn't hit it until we hit 300. I was like, I ain't going to take no 300 episodes.
The Wall Vault.
No.
Just kidding. You guys, I'm smart.
That's hilarious.
She's smart.
So is this the first Pixar movie we have watched so far? I believe so.
Yeah, it is.
And we're starting with the first Pixar movie, so go us.
Yeah.
Hey, smart.
Look at that.
It's like we did that on purpose or something.
Yeah.
What?
And we really didn't.
We really did not.
No, we just kind of, I don't even know whose idea it was to watch Toy Story. We were just like, Toy Story.
Yeah, I don't
know. So what are your first impressions, Andre?
I love Toy Story. This is an awesome movie. And like, I was kind of thinking when we were watching it, because we all watched it together, first of all, which we don't do very often. But
it's fun.
The only other movie we did that with was Wreck-It Ralph.
Atlantis.
Oh, just kidding.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I was thinking that, like, oh, maybe this movie isn't going to be as good as I remember it being. But it was better.
It was better than I remember it being.
Yes.
It held up very well. I probably haven't seen, I never saw this movie as a teenager or an adult. I definitely only ever saw it as a kid, like the original Toy Story. For some reason, we always watched Toy Story 2 more growing up, so I kind of like know that one a lot better. And the like Zurg movie, we used to watch that one a lot too.
That's Toy Story 2.
No, but there Zurg.
Is there like a
yeah,
side
there's
story?
Like a cartoon one that's like Buzz Lightyear and Zurg. I can't think of
that was
what
the cartoon.
It's called.
Yeah, the TV show.
But there was a movie too.
What? There's a TV show for the cartoon movie?
Yes.
I mean, the cartoon
this
show?
This is like Buzz Lightyearception.
And I think I know like more about those, like two and the Zurg stuff than the original movie. So I was kind of weary about watching it again, but it held up so well. It's a great movie.
I agree.
I can see why kids still really like Toy Story. Like, it's still really popular.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed this movie. I agree with you. I don't think I've seen it since I was little, like definitely a kid. And I think I liked it better than I did as a kid.
Yeah.
I think I did too.
I think I might have understood a lot more of what was happening because I may not have understood like the marooning, like how they were like, get rid of, Woody once he quote unquote killed Buzz or whatever.
Once he murders Buzz.
Oh my. And there's like, I didn't understand the adult themes. There are some like adulter things going on in here. And I thought that was interesting.
A lot more than I realized for sure.
What about you, Luis? What was your first impression?
I liked it. I liked it quite a bit. You guys are going to laugh at me. And by the way, all you faithful listeners, if I sound different, if I cough or clear my throat, it's just because I've gone over, you know, an episode of sickness. But anyways, what I liked most,
felt like he was gonna die.
Yeah, an episode.
I felt like it. What I liked most about this movie, you 3 will laugh, but I really liked the funny kind of adult language that was used.
Oh, yeah.
What I mean by that is, like, for example, in the, you know, there's a scene where the army men are communicating back and forth through a walkie-talkie with Woody, and their code name is Frankincense. And as a child, I would have never known what the heck that was.
What Frankincense?
Like, what are you talking
is?
About, Frankincense? I thought they were talking about Frankenstein. But no, the second time around, I'm understanding a lot more of the words that were used, and I thought
there's a lot of adulty references.
Oh, yeah.
Super, super good. Okay, so just so you know, that movie that I was talking about was called Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, The Adventure Begins. It was a
like a prequel?
A movie that just came on video release, and it came out in the year 2000.
Oh. And it had a long name.
It's really, really good. I love that. I used to watch that one a lot. Like, but I also like Buzz Lightyear better than Woody, so I kind of like gravitated more towards the Buzz Lightyear stuff. Maybe we should talk about that. Our two main characters here.
I also like Buzz Lightyear more than Woody. And when I was a kid, I thought it was just, Buzz Lightyear is cooler because he's got laser, he's got wings, he's got a space helmet, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Woody is a thing of the past. Get him away from me. But
this time
I realized that, like, Buzz is just, he's like a good old boy. He's like a Captain America type.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
Woody
is kind of like a vindictive and
secretive. My god, Woody,
so manipulative.
Woody's kind of
jealous.
A jerk, dude.
He's kind of super duper mean throughout like
at
three
least in
fourths
this first
of
movie.
This movie.
I did not get that impression as a kid.
Right.
No, me either.
Maybe I just didn't pick up on it, or I just wanted to think he was really nice. But oh my gosh, I was like, he's kind of.
Like the scene where he tried to basically like murder Buzz and like get him lost behind the dresser.
Try to put him behind the desk.
And then he's wondering why all the other toys are like mad at him. Well, yeah, you like totally pushed a toy out a window.
Yeah, he knocked him out the window with the Pixar lamp.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, you know what's interesting to me? Luis and I actually watched it a second time, just because the first time we were just a little bit distracted, and I wanted to make sure that I really was getting the full themes and everything. But I wrote down today, how is Woody so self-aware? How does he know so much more than the other characters? Like, he knows how to use batteries. He knows about light bulbs and plastic and having a moving buddy and all of these things. He is definitely way smarter than everybody else, but he uses that to his advantage, and I don't like it.
Maybe he's just, like, a way older toy.
Like, in general,
like
he knows
general,
more?
So he knows more. Because I think in, like, Toy Story 2, they kind of go on about like
he was
how
a very old TV show.
He's an old TV show, so maybe he was an old toy that was in a box for a long time or something like that. And that TV show was in like black and white, I think. And then
I don't remember Toy Story 2 like at all.
Oh,
and so maybe that's
so
why I don't know.
Woody is part of a TV show. It's like Woody, Jesse, Bullseye, the Prospector.
The Prospector. Mm-hmm.
So they were all part of this cartoon TV show called Woody's Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why Woody the toy was very popular. You know, songs like Woody's Roundup. See, I know the second movie better. So
I'm looking at her like I don't
then
know
that cartoon kind of just came to an end. And I mean, Buzz
and obviously
Lightyear
Buzz Lightyear
was
took
new
over.
Cartoon, you
okay,
know? So then he was the new toy. So yes, he's an older toy, but maybe because, I mean, if you think about a cowboy, cowboys are kind of very efficient. You know what I mean? They kind of have a lot of tricks up their sleeves, I would think, or they have to be kind of intelligent.
Sure.
And also in the TV show, like if you think about how Buzz was programmed to be how he was, like he literally thought he was like in the show and like was playing the part.
Yeah.
Like in the TV show, Woody's Roundup, he and Bullseye are like having to find these creative ways to like stop the Prospector from blowing stuff up and things like that. And like utilize ropes and things around them to like create stuff. So maybe that's just why he knows more. I don't know. He's cunning.
Cunning.
Yeah, he is. Mm. A little evil.
But I still like Buzz better. What about you, Luis?
Are we still talking about who you like better, or are we talking about why Woody is smart?
Both.
Kind of both. Okay. Who do you like better, first of all?
Because I kind of lost track of the conversation. Sorry. First off, who do I like best? I'm going to go with Woody. Buzz
really?
Annoyed me. Buzz annoyed me because he was...
Because of his programming?
He literally thought it was a toy.
He thought it was a space cop.
He didn't know.
Space Ranger.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure all the other peeps knew there were toys from the beginning. So Buzz was annoying for that reason. But going back to your guys' discussion over, you know, how he was very well-knowing and knew a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's probably old. But also, I mean, look at the other toys he's surrounded by. They're kind of...
He's got a T-Rex and a...
He's got a T-Rex that's not scary, wants to be scary, that avoids confrontation. Right. He has a what appears to be a very, very old Slinky Dog toy that's just going to go with whatever he says. The only one that really kind of has a brain there is
Potato
Mr.
Head.
Mr. Potato Head.
I love Potato Head.
I hate Mr. Potato Head.
You're so wrong. Potato Head is wonderful.
Potato Head is Gene.
Yeah, so let's... Oh, my God.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Let's talk about these, like, side toy characters. So we have Mr. Potato Head. We have Rex. We have...
Slinky Dog.
Slinky Dog.
Bo Peep.
Bo Peep. What's the pig's name?
Ham.
Ham, which I made the comment during the movie when we were watching it. Ham is not a toy. Ham is a piggy bank.
He's just a piggy bank.
A piggy bank is not a toy.
So it makes me wonder, like, how did he get involved with all of these other, like, normal toys?
I guess kids own piggy banks, like, when they're young. But to me, it's not a toy. It's a piggy bank.
But it might have been a toy to Andy. And Andy might have just pulled his piggy bank down.
That's the only loophole I saw in this movie, was that Ham was not a toy.
And he's a piggy bank.
But
he's a regular inanimate object.
Right.
I remember really, really liking Slinky Dog growing up, just maybe because he was a dog. I don't know. I mean, I love dogs. But watching this movie when we did the last time, I freaking love Mr. Potato Head.
Luis, I thought Luis was going to lose his mind when we watched it today.
Potato Head is great.
Why?
I remember Luis being like, oh, he's being ridiculous when they were like all going to take Woody back in. And he was like, no, he like literally tried to murder Buzz and you guys are going to take him back in. And I think he was right, though. Like, Mr. Potato Head was right.
Mr. Potato Head was right.
Not trying to give him a chance.
If you thought he murdered a toy, they literally saw Buzz's arm dangling in front of a window. You're going to give that murderer another chance? I mean, he was the voice of reason, and usually you like the voice of reason.
Voice of reason? There's no reason behind you're guilty, 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 guilty.
Well, there was lots of
There's
proof.
No
there
reason.
Lots of, there was lots of evidence.
There's lots of evidence.
There's no reason there. Okay, had he been of sound mind, he would have said, okay, yeah, you're guilty, but let's sit down and look at... No, as soon as he thought he made up his mind, he's like, hey, let's get rid of him.
He was trying to protect the other toys.
There's no voice of reason.
They're toys.
No
this
voice of
reason.
This
is the segment of the show when no Michelle and Luis argue. well, someone back
me
up on this
mention,
potato head
there's no
here.
Voice of reason there? No voice?
There's a None? Lot. He has a lot of voices. He could have multiple mouths and change them out.
He does. But in either one of those mouths does he have reason.
This one has a mustache. This one doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah,
you like how he shaves and he just pops it off? I wish that's how I could shave my legs. Just like pop off.
Well,
pop
I wish off. That mustache must have some reason, but it didn't.
So do you get really mad when you see the Mr. Potato Head at the Toy Story Mania ride now?
No, I don't. I just really thought he was annoying in this movie.
Okay.
So, just like Gene.
What about you? Who's your favorite, like, sidebar toy?
I love Mr. Potato Head a lot. He is really cool. But I think I like Rex a lot.
Thank you.
Just because the idea of a super scared and kind of useless
dinosaur?
Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaur is very funny to
me. He should definitely be the scariest character in that entire room.
Right.
And he is, like... probably the least scary and also the most afraid of everything. And I think that's
and
like
kind of useless. Like his tail's completely. Always hitting things. He has very tiny arms.
He knocks his head out. Like he knocks himself out by hitting things.
Mm. At one point he roars and like blows Mr. Potato Head's entire face off.
Yes.
It's like, well, this dude is powerful. Why isn't he using this power?
Because he just doesn't.
Story 2 when like Woody, it's basically... A lot of the time, like, those three toys are together. So, Potato Head, Ham, and Rex. And Rex is, he's freaking hilarious.
Oh, he's too funny. I actually have him as a pillow pet because
you do?
It's too funny. Oh, yeah. Aww. He's quite comfy.
I love those pillow pets.
And that, again, is a good indicator of how bad of a T-Rex he is if he
yeah,
is a
he
cuddly
is.
Pillow.
He's so cute, though. He's like a cute dinosaur.
Oh, he's very cute.
Yeah. Also, we didn't talk about Bo Peep. She's freaking sassy.
Bo Peep is very sassy. And
Porcelain, did you notice?
Right.
She's so shiny.
She has a shiny face.
At first, I don't think I would have noticed that. I thought she was more of like a Barbie type.
Right.
But no, she's definitely a porcelain doll.
And she's
weird.
Super shiny, which they even did in the animation, which I don't remember that. So
me
I was
either.
Kind of interested in that. But the relationship she has with Woody is just so interesting to me. Like, how did that happen? I don't know. Because she's like the top girl of the toy room.
He's a cowboy. And
she's pretty much the only girl.
And she's
he's
a lady.
Cowboy and she's a sheep and he herds sheep.
She herds the sheep.
Well, I mean, really look at them. Like, you know, I said,
he was
male
a
and
boy,
female.
Yeah.
She was a girl.
He's like a man and she's
well,
like
a
woman.
Oh, my God. Potato Head and Bo Peep would work out? No.
He's a potato.
He had Mrs. Potato Head, okay?
And two?
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, well, he got her. That's why he
so
shaved
really
at the end of the movie.
He had to shave. With Bo Peep. It definitely would not have been Rex or any of the other ones, because that's just
Mr.
weird.
Spell.
I don't know how
and
she...
Bo Peep. Mr. Spell.
Oh, my God.
He writes me such good poetry. I just...
What about the
he's
buff
so analytical.
Dude, Brock, or whatever his name is?
Oh,
Rocky?
Yeah.
Rocky.
Oh, Rocky, the super buff one?
Yeah.
I don't think he has any lines, does he?
He said, like, what?
He's
no,
he's
actually,
a strong, silent type.
They tell him what to do,
yeah.
and he
yeah,
does
they
it.
Just tell him
he's
what to
muscle.
Do. Some of the other toys in there, there's like the one that's like the eyeballs, like the
Lenny.
That's the name, yeah. Lenny. I like him, and then I like Sketch too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's just Sketch.
Draw.
Yeah. I used to have one of those,
and it's
I love Etch a Sketches.
We should get into kind of this conversation. I really paid attention to like when they first introduced to Andy's room. I was looking around at all of the toys to be like, how many of these toys are actually like toys I had as a child. And, like, a lot of the sidebar toys, like, there was a lot I had. Like, I saw ring stackers in there, and there was shape sorters, and there was, like, the monkeys in a jar.
In a
I definitely had monkeys
in a barrel.
I feel
like pretty much any toy that wasn't
Operation.
A main character that had lines was
had
real.
Them.
Right.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, Rex and, well, Mr. Potato Head is real, too.
Sure.
But, like, those ones are more, they're less.
Like, we had them.
Right. Yeah. But the like the board games on the
yeah.
dresser
there was like
and
Candyland,
yeah, there's
and
Operation,
all of those
Candy
were real.
Land.
Mousetrap, they mm-hmm. had Battleship.
Yeah.
Speaking about toys that we have,
Checkers.
What came first?
Checkers.
The toy,
Chicken?
Mr. Potato Head,
or the egg
before the movie, or did Mr. Potato Head come into fruition as a result of Toy Story?
No, I believe
I think it was a toy.
I believe
he was already
Mr. Potato
a toy.
So
yeah.
Because I really don't remember Mr. Potato Head.
You never had one?
The movie.
I think that he
I've
gained popularity after this movie because he was yeah. sassy, but he was a real toy.
Mm. Yo, Mr. Potato Head has been around since 1952.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
He was
like
real,
the
real.
Original. And they make him look like the original
yes.
Mr. Potato Head. I work with children and we have a Mr. Potato Head, but all the pieces you put on him are Darth Vader, so we call him Darth Tato. It's funny.
It should really be Darth Tater.
Head.
Darth Tater. We've been calling him Darth Tato for so long now. I don't know if we can change his name. But it's really fun.
Smashed potatoes.
Has some spuds. Has some spuds.
With ketchup. Yum.
I like that.
I'm hungry now.
Speaking
of.
Do
you guys want some tater tots?
Ooh, tater tots.
Tater tots are always good. You can't say.
Tater tots.
No.
Darth Tater Tots.
Tater tots are
yeah,
always
maybe
good.
I am going to call him Darth Tater now. I don't know. But while we're on the conversation of
Mr.
Andy's
Lightbeer. Mr. Light Snack.
Those things are funny.
I'm just saying. That's hilarious. Sorry. I just keep interrupting today. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. That's fun. That's funny. I just thought, since we're still on the conversation of Andy's room.
Yes.
Like, let's talk about, like, the iconic things that we
yes.
see. In there, so the Luxo ball, mm-hmm. which first of all we knew we were like the Pixar ball, like when it bounced out,
mm-hmm.
But it's the Luxo ball, which is from one of the original Pixar shorts that has Luxo ball in it, and so they kind of put that Easter egg into this movie.
And I think he shows up. I'm calling him a he.
It's a he. I don't know.
Senor Ball bounces through. I think three times in this movie.
Yeah,
so you see
quite
a times.
Few. And then also, there's a scene where you can see books on a shelf in the background, and they have the names of a lot of the Pixar shorts in there. More like the names of the books, then it would say like by John Lasseter, because he was, we all know he's like
he
the Pixar
the
dude
it.
That
mm-hmm.
kind of was one of the original Pixar people. What else did we see in there?
We saw in one scene, you see like a zoomed out view of the bed, and on the wall there is a big clock that actually looks like a really giant watch, and
it's
actually
so
Mickey Mouse, and his hands are the hands of the clock.
It's like the classic Mickey Mouse watch.
Yeah. It's like a Mickey Mouse clock, which I feel like my family probably had. We also had this phone that was Mickey Mouse, and when it would ring, he would go, like, you can't see me. Okay. Well, he would like move back and forth and be like, haha, you got a phone call. And so like, I feel
shut up. I need that.
That's like probably what the watch would do when it would like be midnight. It's like, haha.
It's funny because on my Apple Watch, I can put like a Mickey Mouse watch face.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like one of the first watch faces.
You can put Buzz Lightyear,
had.
Too.
And now, this
that.
Year, you can put Buzz Lightyear or Woody on.
I really wish you could
well.
See my face. I think I might need an
she
Apple Watch,
upset.
Lou.
But
you need no Apple Watch.
And it's cool because wow. they move around, and like Buzz like goes in and out of frame of the watch. And
it is really
like
cool.
Looking shut at you and stuff. It's
Andre
cool.
and
I'll
I frequent, we frequent Disneyland, and one of the first things he usually does is when we're in line, like in the morning to get into the park, he changes the watch face on his watch to the Disney one.
Be a Disney watch face.
He'll be like, I'm at Disneyland.
Well, now funny. I feel the need to make fun of you, everyone. He's wearing an Apple Watch and a Fitbit. Get it on, man.
Listen,
you don't need
both. I got a lot of data that I need to collect on my own body, and I need both of these devices to do it.
I can't. Now I feel better that I made
if
fun
we
of
put
you.
A, on. If we put a Fitbit on Woody, he would have a lot of steps. Just saying.
Just because he runs around a lot?
Because he
flails
like Kermit.
He flails.
He does. At one point when he's running behind the moving truck, he was running and his arms were going and his legs were going really crazy.
Well,
and it literally reminded me what? It reminded me of Kermit the Frog. And so that made me laugh. But I really, I liked the attention to detail because... the four of us have watched a lot of Lego movies together, and so we always talk about how the Legos move when they walk or they run, and it makes us laugh because it's so true to what
they
would
do. Exactly how a Lego moves.
And so this made me think of that because Buzz was very succinct in his movement back and forth with like his plastic and how he would run, but Woody was because he's so clothy, he just ran like.
It's like amazing that he can stand up.
Oh, yeah. His body just didn't. Oh,
he's
little,
a flailer.
Also,
yeah.
too, don't forget, if you paid attention to the way he was created, he has no elbows or no knees.
Right.
Those are joints that pretty much make your body move with fluidity.
But they just flop.
So that's why he flops because,
it's
you know,
hilarious.
He doesn't have an elbow to catch his hand from.
Well, and that's
like
where
Kermit.
The seam of like, that's where he's sewn.
Right.
So he just, he can't
just
keep.
Flops. He's just got cotton in his forearms and his biceps and everything else is just.
He can't work out. That's why he's salty.
What year did this movie come out again?
This movie came out in 1995.
Okay, so the animation in this movie is
amazing.
Amazing, because there was one point where Luis was talking about the little green men. And he was like, what did you say about the green men?
Well, typically when those toys were made, sometimes, like, I don't know, in the way they were fabricated or something, like, there was always, like, a piece of plastic that was residual.
Like in the seam, right? Like
it was somewhere, but I'm pretty sure it's because that's how they were connected.
Right.
Because I'm sure, like, they make these in, like,
a big plastic sheet or whatever, and then they cut them up or something like that.
And then after, like, when they go through their process, like Andre said, they cut them up. And the main reason why they had that plastic thing in the back is because they weren't perfectly cut, which I thought was awesome because, as you pointed out, the animation paid very good detail to everything, especially that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was impressive. And then also Mr. Potato Head, if you've ever had a Potato Head toy, like the actual potato body is kind of grainy.
Yes.
And they did that so well. Like when I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, that literally looks like a Potato Head
toy. And Rex as well.
He has that same kind of texture.
He's
plastic.
Grainy, but he also has his like scale cut out.
Yeah.
Plus the color. They did a really good
job
for
the time. I mean, granted, this was the first Pixar movie, and now Coco being the reason, we all know Pixar does an amazing job with animation, but this came out in 95. I think that's extremely impressive.
So I was reading, and not only is this the first first Pixar movie, but this is the first ever feature length computer animated movie.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah. So like that 3D
like
computer animated.
I wouldn't, if you told me that with me not knowing that, I would not have believed you.
I didn't know until I read it.
Well, and if you think about, we talked about Lion King last week, and that came out in the same year or the year after?
94.
The year
before. And the animation in that was just kind of so-so to us. And this one was like, oh, I don't know. It's
a completely different caliber.
Right. Was, I thought I was going to, we had recently seen Coco. So I thought when we watched Toy Story, I was going to be like, well, the animation's kind of going to suck compared to what they do now. But for this time that it was, it's amazing.
It holds up really well.
Well, and I think that the main difference when I look at the animation to me is in this movie, everything that is supposed to be catching your eye has great detail.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if it's in the foreground, it's going to have a lot of really good detail. Mm-hmm. It's the background where it's flat.
Yeah.
But if you think about it,
that's exactly what cartoons do, too.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're watching a movie, you're really not supposed to, quote unquote, right? Mm-hmm. You're not really supposed to be paying attention to what's happening behind the scene.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's now recently that animators are really starting to focus on backdrops. And that's what takes the difference between something more recent and this movie. Because
right.
I think that the detail that they put in is pretty dang comparable
really
to what
good.
We do now.
And if you think about...
The colors were brilliant. Mm-hmm.
And even the movement. Like, it didn't
oh, yeah.
seem...
Yeah, it's animated very
it's
well.
Very good.
It's smooth.
One of my favorite things they did is that Buzz Lightyear, like, actually glowed in the dark.
Oh,
they changed
I love that.
The
that's
green
so cool.
for him. You know, like, that was super cool. And then another scene that I really
and
like.
I don't remember him glowing when I was
I don't
a kid.
Remember that as a kid. Because mm-hmm. then Woody kind of made that comment, like, you're so cool, you glow in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, he's glowing in the dark. Like when he's in with all the alien toys and the claw scene and it's like kind of dark, he glows super cool.
Oh, see, I didn't notice it there. I noticed it when he was in Sid's room, when he was in the
yeah,
back.
Yes.
When it was dark.
Oh, yes, he did glow there too. Speaking of the aliens, like if we had to say what's my favorite character in general, oh my God, I was obsessed with those aliens as a kid and I still like love them.
The claw.
They're so cool. I think Emily had said that you didn't really understand that scene as a kid.
No, I did not.
It makes sense now though.
Oh my gosh. I think it's hilarious. Plus I like how he said, and, yeah, as a kid, I didn't understand it. Now,
right.
after he's chosen, after the alien who gets chosen is in the backpack with Buzz and Woody, he goes, Nirvana is coming.
Stop.
So,
as a kid, I would have had
funny.
Absolutely
right.
no idea.
No idea what
it
that
went
even
one,
means.
It went in one ear and out the other,
yes.
but now it's like, oh my.
I love those little aliens.
He went
so
on to a better place.
Cool. Did he though?
And it sounds kind of bad because they give the squeaky alien toy to his dog, but I like totally want one of those for my dog. My dog's not evil like Sid's dog, so it's okay.
Good.
Scud.
Skid.
Skid.
We should talk
Scud.
About
Scud.
Philip.
Because Sid is a tiny little like psychopath, I'm pretty
he's
sure.
He's a tiny little demon.
I'm pretty sure that dude is going to grow up and become a horrible monster.
So with that said, we had all said this when we were watching the movie, but if you look at, you know, Sid's t-shirt, it's a skull.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I just thought, he's evil, it's a skull, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, what else? I didn't know the difference.
Right.
But then as adults now and us watching other TV shows and us, you know, knowing some things about the comic universe in general, we said it's very reminiscent of the Punisher skull.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it doesn't look quite like it,
right.
with the black and the
it's
very
close.
White skull, I think that was their homage
because
to the Punisher.
Punishes toys.
Oh, Sid totally would have loved the Punisher.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure he got his hands on. It's a comic book and he's a kid. He
Sid
totally
is awful. Like, I know last week I said Scar was evil, but, like, Sid, I know he's a kid and he's just supposed to be, like, a bully and he, like, bullies around toys and stuff, but it's freaking terrifying.
Nah, hey. he's mini Scar.
Yeah.
He's gonna grow up to be Scar.
Yeah.
Definitely. You gotta give the kid some credit, though, because he did his homework to become who he is.
Oh, yeah.
And what I
yeah.
mean by that is
for
if,
sure.
if you paid attention to one of the scenes, there was a manual or something for intense interrogation or something like
right.
that.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Was
that was hilarious.
I promise you, he read that book cover to cover right before he did that little sun circle on Woody's forehead.
He okay? probably did.
It was like
so
torture and interrogation technique.
He is a
yes.
sociopath in another level because he's reading literature on how to be a sociopath.
He takes all of his toys.
This is pre-internet, so he had to do what he had to do.
Completely man. Apart and puts them back together as little Frankenstein toys. Like he's a little.
Guess
he
can sew.
He's
a man of all talents. He can sew. He can torture.
He's a master at explosives.
He can order fireworks off the
I just
non-existent internet.
I'm
probably
just
ordered
say,
it out of a
parents.
Catalog.
His parents were there, but they were non-existent.
Both
they
of his parents were there in the house. And
Dad was asleep for sure. Didn't I like how there was like root beer cans crushed up in his room like beer.
It totally looked like beer cans everywhere. It was hilarious.
Oh, so funny.
Beer cans.
How did he order that firework?
Well, and it says no, like something like keep out of hands of children.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And he's like, probably ordered it out of like a catalog,
yeah,
right?
Like, he called on the phone. He made his order.
He's like, no way.
My name is Mom.
That's crazy.
Last name Phillips.
I think it is Phillips. Right?
It is.
Yeah. What if this was a catalog where you mailed in your order?
Oh, even better. You didn't have to call in. They did those.
Probably.
Do you remember like the Nickelodeon commercials where they were like, make sure a parent says that it's okay that you buy this.
Nah, they
make
were
sure
just...
Make sure to ask your parents if you can order this gooey crap that we're selling on TV.
That's definitely probably what happened. One of the complete scariest moment of this entire movie, and I'm saying it's scary because it's terrifying, is when Sid leaves the room and Woody and Buzz are in the backpack and they get out of the backpack and the spider doll head missing eyeball thing.
It's a porcelain head, which is
whatever
creepy,
that thing is. It crawls out
baby doll spider
from under the bed and it just turns its head like and it's like no.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I wrote down that this is the first, to me, the first animated feature, especially in the Disney Pixar repertoire, that has a horror moment.
Yes.
It's horrible.
It's like, truly
that is
out of a horror film.
Because
horror
that is not in any way kind of scary. That, like,
it's
like
terrifying.
Legitimately, everything about it, like, the hair was cut down. There was
and there are.
Eyeball.
Have you ever? This
and
is
it
really
just stares
random.
And it doesn't talk.
Yeah.
And it makes that clink, clink, clink
oh,
sound.
And all the holes. Have you, like, heard those phobias, like, where there's, like, things that
don't say that. I have it. I have it.
Well, it's maybe that's why you don't like that thing's head.
What's it called?
When you're like scared of things that have a lot of holes in them.
Oh, I'm mad.
I have a phobia.
I don't know what it's
Swiss
called.
Cheese skin, but we don't need to go
Swiss
into it because if
skin.
I don't say it again.
Sorry.
Don't say
so
it
anyways,
again. So
anyways, I'm
thinking
really
about it.
Do if you think about the references. Okay, so that's like a horror movie reference, really. There's Punisher, which is like a reference to something scary, and then Andre noticed something super amazing, which I never would have because
I would have
never seen the movie.
So like as Woody is escaping from Sid's room for the first time and Buzz starts to walk out, you see the carpet that's in the hallway of Sid's house, and it's the same carpet that is in the hotel of the movie The Shining, which is a terribly scary movie.
Which is hilarious because
terribly crazy people.
I've seen this movie, but Andre's like, it's the carpet from The Shining. And I'm like, shut up. And he literally pulls it up on his phone. It's the exact
same carpet.
Same carpet.
Which is terrifying.
You've obviously seen that movie enough to know.
I've only seen The Shining like two
he's a movie
times.
Buff, though.
What the heck? Who's looking at the carpet?
It's a creepy
Andre
carpet.
Is.
Well, and Woody also, his head turns all the way around his left from The Exorcist.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you see all these things, but you know what even gets me more than that is just the step up in almost like adult, like we talked about adult themes, when Mr. Potato Head is kind of threatening Woody or whatever.
Yeah.
He has Etch draw and he draws like a hangman's noose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
like,
was like straight crazy. Like that's as a kid, I wouldn't have got that. But when I think about it now, I'm like, dude, that's pretty rough. That's pretty insane.
It's a lynching. Weird.
We all shudder.
So there was definitely,
and Sid's dog was evil. Yeah. I mean, that dog had the teeth. That gave me the heebie-jeebies. Have you ever seen like the picture of those deep underwater sea fish that have like the little
lights.
Light
oh,
over them?
From
and
Finding Nemo.
Yes, and their teeth are super crazy. But have you seen like a picture of a real one?
Yes,
that's what Scud looked like.
Scud's teeth looked like 2017 version of its teeth.
Right.
That too. There you go.
That
dog should not have that many teeth.
There was too many. He never lost his puppy teeth.
I don't want to think about it. Let's
move
on.
Let's talk about Sid's teeth.
Oh, Sid's teeth are also the stuff of horror.
Oh, yeah.
His parents don't have enough money for braces, obviously.
He had braces. There was braces on the outside of those.
There was.
He needed more braces.
But they had enough money to buy him a rocket.
He did not know about the rocket.
He obviously stole his mother's credit card.
Which happens to have some money for him.
All right, well, yeah, I guess.
I mean,
they can't pay their electricity bill.
You know what? There
month,
is a difference between a $40 firecracker and $2,000 braces, Louis.
Right, that's true.
That rocket was not $40. It was what was it called? The big one or the crazy one?
I don't remember what the rocket was called, but it was probably
the giant rocket.
No, I think he said the big one.
Yeah, something like that.
That might be
stop
wrong.
Saying
that's
that.
Indicative of being the best one. So.
But I mean, the rocket ended up helping him out at the end, so that's okay.
Yes.
So, fun fact about my gorgeous boyfriend Andre over here.
Oh,
he used to work at John's Incredible Pizza,
which is pretty much
Pizza Planet. It's a huge
pizza place that has a bunch of games and toys, kind of like Chuck E. Cheese, but bigger and
better. Honestly,
better. Yeah,
less
mice. Personally, hated it there, but
Pizza Planet would have been legit.
Fun fact, it was totally Pizza Planet.
I didn't get to work with any of the games, but I got to work.
My nephew actually works there right now. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's
at Pizza Planet.
Yeah. No. Yes. No. John's Incredible Pizza.
At Joey's, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That's cool.
I liked Pizza Planet. So
Pizza Planet was cool though.
I think it was either the scene before they go to Pizza Planet, like when they're in the gas station, or the scene after, I can't remember. But there's like a few Star Wars references in this movie.
It's right before that
when they're like at the gas station or something.
Yes. And he looks up at the moon, and what does he say, Andre? Because I know you
don't
remember
exactly what he says.
Did you write it down? Oh.
Hang on, let me see.
He says something like, I have to get to the far side of the galaxy because I have plans of, you know.
Like destroying a planet.
Yeah.
I'm
like, uh-huh.
Oh, that's what it is. Emperor Zurg is basically Darth Vader.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
100%. He's like building a Death Star.
Yeah,
that's what Buzz is saying. Buzz is like, I've got to get back because Emperor Zurg is... And now that I think about
it, oh my God. Now that I think about it,
the Emperor Zurg
movie that I'm talking about
is
literally. No, the one that I talked about, the Star Command Adventure.
It's just Star Wars?
Yeah. Or is it Toy Story 2 where he's like walking over the things and like they have a battle with like.
That's Toy Story 2. Yes. It has a ton of Star Wars.
So it's Star Wars.
So he's Star Wars.
But in this
one, he's Darth Vader.
In Toy Story,
he's Darth Tater.
Before that, Sid, he was saying some Darth Vader lines too, like when he had Woody in his hands and he's like, where's your rebel base? No matter, I have ways of making
talk. Yeah, he was being Darth Vader.
He was being Darth Vader. Oh,
that was actually funny. I liked that. But another cool fact about the gas station before I lost my train of thought.
Were you talking about how the gas station is Dinoco?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that.
And Dinoco is from
Cars.
But also...
But you think about how far in the future Cars was. I don't know if they had already known, like, they were going to put it in Cars, like Dinoco.
It might be a thing like, hey, have we ever done a gas station before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have. It's Dinoco. Let's use Dinoco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Also,
like
the
that.
Dinosaur that is on Dinoco is supposed to be the dinosaur from The Good Dinosaur.
Yes. It definitely is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I learned something
new
every day.
Which is a very underrated movie. Love
Luis loves that movie.
Andre fell asleep when we watched
Not
it.
Not top five.
awkward. But we are talking about Toy Story. So
we'll get to a good dinosaur.
Yeah, so that was another cool fact.
Did you? This is a really cool fact, and it's funny because this comes from my mom. I was very proud of her.
Oh, your mom?
Yes. Did you write down what the name of the toolbox was?
I did.
I know Andre wrote it, but at one point... Woody
in Sid's room.
Yes, in Sid's room, Woody's stuck under an egg crate, which has a toolbox on top of it, and so he can't get out. He can't, like, free himself because the toolbox is too heavy. Well, Woody is played by, help me, what's his face?
Tim Allen.
No, he's...
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
And Buzz is Tim Allen. But the toolbox on the top has the name of the company that Tim Allen worked for in Home Improvement.
I have the name, by the way.
Tim the Tool Man something.
Taylor.
Louis.
The name of the toolbox is Binford Tools.
Binford Tools.
That's right.
Your mom noticed when we
were
watching
she was like, oh, look, Binford, that's from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool, too, because even just another little hint
to other stuff,
are really the things that keep like adults like super interested.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so cool.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is one of the first movies that really cared about Easter eggs in things, or at least set the tone for what Easter eggs would
look
like in the
future. Is like an Easter egg crazy, like.
They love Easter eggs.
Pixar movies definitely have tons of Easter eggs.
Well, speaking of, what's like the number one Easter egg in all Disney movies, Friends, that comes from this movie?
Mickey?
What? Mickey?
No, the Toyota truck and
thank
also
you.
The
oh,
ball.
That's yo. Right.
The Pizza Planet.
Pizza Planet truck.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, by the way, before we continue, sorry. Yeah. Shout out to Carol Benefield for helping us with that Easter egg. Thank you.
Yeah, I already said that.
You said your mom.
Oh, her name is?
Her name's Carol Benefield.
There you go.
Hi, Carol.
So back to my shout
Carol.
Out.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol.
Ooh, that's so funny.
I just got a face. Whoop. Okay, face. Well. so, yeah, I forgot what I was saying. Nubbins.
So did I.
Nubbins.
Okay, you were talking about the major Easter
eggs.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yo.
So the Pizza Planet truck, you see it over and over and right. over throughout Disney movies. Yeah. So everything. I think that's really cool that from the beginning, that becomes a really, tried and true Easter egg throughout Disney
yes.
movies.
For sure.
Excuse me, Pixar.
Yeah. They also have
now Disney, whatever.
I think we were looking at one of the license plates. I can't remember if it's Andy's mom's license plate, but
mm-hmm.
one of them says A113. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
that's
like,
an Easter egg.
That
too.
Is like the room of the animation studio where
mm-hmm.
Pixar mm-hmm. makes all of their.
So those that sequence, like A113, is in every single Pixar
yeah,
movie.
Uh-huh.
So that's really cool as well. And another thing is that if you pay attention to the signage inside of the movie, like the Eagleman's or Eagleston.
The moving
truck
company.
That was actually the head art designer. His last name was Eggleston.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Ralph Eggleston.
It'd be cool if I was like, an animator could just throw my name into everything. That'd be cool.
It's interesting. There was, I was reading earlier and there's a lady who's like she was a camera manager. So she didn't really have too much to do with like, the writing of the movie or anything like that. But she was on set petitioning to get her name in the movie somehow.
Oh my god,
and
good for her.
So
that would be me.
So on the top of Sid's backpack it says Julie McBarfel has cooties, and her real name is Judy McDonald. So they put her name in the movie but they called her Julie McBarfel.
Good for them. That is hilarious. Like, oh yeah, we gonna do it, but we gonna do good.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're not just getting your name in the movie.
I wonder if that was like
talk
what
about
they
biting more off than you can chew.
I wonder if like they called her that, like they made fun of her and they're like, fine, this is
whatever,
what we're going to call
you. Barful.
Because this is, 10th grade.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. Hope people aren't calling each other that in 10th grade. We'll bring it back to like 3rd grade.
3rd grade. Yeah.
You are a sad, strange little man.
And I pity you.
And I pity you. And then he throws up the. I can't do it.
The what? The Star Trek's hand sign?
Yeah.
Live long and prosper?
It's really cute because it took me and Michelle like 20 minutes to do
Michelle's
that. And Andre just...
I can't
still
do it.
Trying to do
I
it.
Can't do it.
Can
but that's
them,
like...
Can you make them chop like scissors like this?
No, but maybe if you push my back, I'll have a karate chop action.
Oh, dude, karate chop action is the coolest thing. <that says. laughs>
Okay, so fun fact. Well, this isn't really a fun fact. Like I said, I work with children, and one of the kids, he has a, they're laughing at me because I actually did the karate
she
chop.
She actually chopped the table. Also, I actually touched her back to make her chop.
We're partially laughing at you.
We're also laughing
also
about
laughing
other
at Addie because she does that all
yeah,
the
our
time.
Baby literally
does
this
karate
hand
chop
thing,
action.
And Addie karate chop action.
Oh, yeah. So Luis is like, and you don't even have to touch her back.
Oh, that's so funny.
Anywho.
But anyway, so like I was saying, I work with children. So I was having a session with a child the other day and he had a Buzz Lightyear and a Woody toy. And I was like, I want to see if there's a karate chop action on the back of it. And there was. So
yes.
I spent like 2 minutes just pushing the button, making the kid laugh.
I spent
oh
many,
my God.
Many
so cool.
years trying to get my parents to buy me the real
Buzz Lightyear
that has all of the features.
It had
of
everything,
the movie
guys.
Version.
It had the laser. You would push it and it was like Buzz Lightyear, Starcraft Man, blah, blah, blah.
Three buttons that talk. It has the laser. Mm-hmm. It has the wings that expand. It has
oh,
the
yeah.
helmet that goes up. It has everything. He has opposable arms and legs. I want him so bad. I never got him. I'm probably going to go buy him after this because I have money and I'm an adult now. I
could
do it.
We could do it. The karate chop action got
and
me.
And you know what the lady at the store is going to ask you?
Oh, who's this for?
Yeah, me.
It's my brand new nephew.
She's going to ask you the same exact thing she asked me when I was buying your present for Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
she's like,
right.
Oh, is this going in the little boy's room? And I was like,
No, this is a Spider-Man for an adult.
This is an adult's present. And she was like, oh, sorry. It was fine.
But I agree. I like, now I super want one.
No, that's super cool, though. I think that it's really interesting that they have the real toy, not just a toy of the
like a figurine or a stuffed animal.
Or a plush
Like,
and I didn't look
it was
for
the actual
it
toy
because I didn't care about Woody as much. But I'm sure that there was a Woody. That
yeah, he had the Woody when you pulled it. It said there's a snake in my boot and like all that stuff.
Stuff like
but
that.
It wasn't as cool.
But
as
I always had just the cheap ones. I had a Woody whose hat was on all the time and didn't have a drawstring and a Buzz whose wings didn't pop out. Useless.
If Andre's parents are listening, just ignore
Mom.
Him.
Oh!
Did he fall with style?
I mean, I tried to throw him gracefully, but...
Speaking of falling with style, I think it's time for our segment. Do you know what the segment is?
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun
Okay, that got worse, I think.
Yeah. All right, so for this week, this battle is going to need a little bit of a hefty intro.
Okay.
Okay, so let's all think about at the end of the movie when Woody and Buzz are flying through the air. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz is holding Woody, yes.
Yes.
Buzz, on the rocket. The rocket is called the big one, by the way.
Yes, and this is
on
after,
the rocket.
This is after they get rid of the rocket.
Okay.
Okay, so literally.
Buzz, when they're gracefully falling.
Yes.
Okay.
Falling with style.
So. Who had a more loving hold on the other?
What?
Woody holding, being held by Buzz?
No.
Or Leo holding Kate in the Titanic?
No! Andre, please bring up a picture of both of them so I can compare. You need to post this on the Instagram page. This is hilarious.
And for those of you who don't know much about Titanic, spoiler alert, there is a scene where
they die?
The character... played by Leo is at the end of the ship and he is holding Kate up on some kind of like stool that allows her to go over the boat and
she
pretty
just on
much
the very edge
holds
of the boat.
Her while she has her wings spread open or her arms. I'm sorry, because she's not some kind of waterfowl or anything.
Andre's
okay?
bringing up the pictures, and I'm gonna laugh so hard I can't.
It's kind
near
Jafar,
wherever you are. See, I knew that would come full circle. Thank you.
Oh my God! I'm looking at the pictures. So,
Luis, how did you even know that was a thing?
Honestly,
he did good. He did
good.
What do you mean?
I'm going to describe these pictures.
I never put them together like that.
I'm going to describe these pictures in detail, okay? So in Titanic,
turn it. I need to
Leonardo
see
DiCaprio is he's holding Kate Winslet from behind, right? She's got her arms outstretched completely. Over the edge of the boat. She's looking off into the distance. She has a huge smile on her face, right?
And Leo's looking at her.
They look
lovingly.
So romantic.
Lovingly.
And they both look so happy. And in the Buzz and Woody picture, it is almost exactly the same. Except Woody looks even happier than Kate Winslet did.
Woody looks super happy. His arms are out wide. Buzz is literally holding his waist and looking at Woody.
At him so lovingly, like, oh, we're friends now.
Oh, my.
This is... the hardest challenge that we've ever had.
No, it's easy. Freaking Buzz and Woody's so much better. Oh, that's hilarious. That's my vote right there.
This is.
Oh my God, my favorite.
What was the question again? Who had a better hold?
Who?
Who had a more loving hold on the other?
Oh, for sure. Look it. No, let's see. Where are their hands? His hands are like.
Leonardo DiCaprio's.
He's trying to get fresh.
Very close to something they shouldn't be.
Yeah, he's
that's not very loving. That one's loving. You know why it's loving? Because Woody's life is in Buzz's hands at this moment. It's very loving.
Their entire fate depends upon his loving hold upon
his
Woody.
Falling with style.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. I think the more loving hold is those two, the two best friends that anybody could have.
Kate and Leo, they're not even in trouble yet. This is just happy times on the boat.
Yeah.
But Buddy and Woods, they are in a dire situation. And look at the face on Woody.
Did
he's
you
so
gonna
happy.
Buddy and Woods?
Did I do that?
I'm done.
Miss Emily will definitely post these on the Instagram page for y'all because
this is hilarious.
Oh, we need your votes in on this one too.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna say Woody and Buzz.
Yeah, Woody and Buzz.
I think Woody and Buzz because they look happier.
They look happier.
Which you wouldn't in a million years think that anyone could be happier than Leo and Kate.
What do you think, Lou?
Personally, I do think it is Woody and Buzz.
Ooh, yeah. We got a sweep. That's our second sweep.
This is amazing. Oh my.
That was
perfect.
Beautiful. I'm like going to cry now. So
what a,
great.
What a good battle. Hallelujah.
Yet another reference. There you go.
Yes.
That was so good.
Wow.
Whew, my face hurts. Like.
That was so
too good.
Good.
It's awesome. Too good.
Let's talk about the cast just a little bit because so Tom Hanks voices Woody and Tim Allen voices Buzz. Tim Allen was not the first choice for Buzz. They went to Bill Murray and Jim Carrey and Chevy Chase and Billy Crystal for Buzz Lightyear.
So every single person they went to before him for the Santa Claus.
Yes, exactly. They must have been casting these two movies at almost the exact same time.
They're going down all the lines and it always ends up with Tim Allen.
Let's get the big guys. So Billy Crystal said no, and apparently it was like the worst decision that he's ever made in his life because after the movie came out, he was like, oh my God, that was amazing. So yeah.
But Billy Crystal is the best.
Exactly. So John Lasseter called him for Monsters, Inc.,
mm-hmm.
he was like, can I speak to Billy Crystal? And Billy Crystal picked up the phone and was like, yes.
Anything you want.
Put me in anything.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Mike Wazowski is the, like, I don't think anyone could play Mike Wazowski like Billy Crystal did.
He's one of the best characters.
Like, ever. He is a fantastic Disney iconic character. So I'm glad he didn't do Buzz because I don't think that he would have been able, they wouldn't have put him as Mike.
It wouldn't have been the same. No.
So I'm really glad that they passed him for that.
Yeah.
Or he passed on Toyland.
Yeah. Passed on Toy Story and was great for Monsters, Inc., which we'll talk about one day.
Oh, Monsters, Inc. I like that movie. Luis actually made the comment that the little girl, that Sid's sister, kind of looks like Boo a little bit.
I kind of did, but then I took it back because I think her name doesn't match.
Her name's Hannah.
Her name is Hannah.
And we find the girl's name out in Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. Boo's name is Mary.
Okay,
so it's not the
definitely
same.
Definitely
not the same girl.
No, but they did look alike.
Yeah. I got two things to say, y'all.
Something about Mrs. Nesbitt because
oh my God, why'd you do that? I was gonna go Mrs. Nesbitt.
Oh good. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder, but I was glad that it is about that.
I love Mrs. Nesbitt.
Nubbins.
Iconic Buzz. The best Buzz moments from all the movies, like I love Spanish Buzz from the third one. But the best Buzz moments is like when he's somebody else. So he watches that commercial on Sid's TV and realizes, oh man, I am a toy. And he just gets like super depressed and like jumps off a building and loses his arm. But then he's wearing the apron. He's like, I'm Mrs. Nesbitt. And he's like drunk off of tea.
It's so funny because he says this line. He goes, because he's drinking tea with these two dolls who don't
Marie
have,
Antoinette
who don't have
something.
Heads. Yeah, he says, one minute you're defending the whole galaxy and suddenly you see yourself Darjeeling with Marie Antoinette and her little sister. And it's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
And they don't have heads. And as a kid, you would never
get it.
You
have no idea who Marie Antoinette is.
No.
But as an adult, it's like, oh, man.
Wait, guys.
Poor little beheaded.
They got guillotined by
the
king of...
Oh, he just had a light bulb on his head.
Louis,
King Louis.
Wasn't
yes,
it Louis of France?
Was it?
Yes, in France. Yeah. Mm-hmm, the French
Revolution.
Yeah.
Louis. So. Hello, Louis. You should know this.
1793.
You guys share names.
Yeah.
That's
her and her sister-in-law got guillotined.
But that's like,
pretty good.
That's such an iconic Buzz scene when he's freaking Mrs. Nesbitt. Mrs. Nesbitt now.
And Woody literally has his arm just
I know,
out.
And he's just like shaking it around. Oh my God.
I love it. And then the other thing I was going to say was Hakuna Matata. So we talked about on our last episode how the Hakuna Matata song sucked and nobody really listened to it. But what
Wrong.
Song was playing in
oh,
Andy's
right.
mom's car
mm-hmm.
with the little sister? She's just like, ha ha.
Hakuna Matata.
Well, and you know what's really funny is that we've said this multiple times that we listen to the movies or we watch the movies with the subtitles. Mm-hmm. And when the subtitles popped up, it didn't say like Hakuna Matata from Lion King. It literally said Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh.
Like, and then it was singing. I was like we're supposed to know who Timon and Pumbaa are.
Yeah.
So apparently, you know.
Timon and Pumbaa.
I mean, if you've seen Toy Story, you've obviously seen The Lion King.
Yeah, it did come out the year before. I mean, so, you know.
I love it. Well, and can you imagine how cool that would have been at the time, you know, just having seen one and then the next one comes out and there's already a reference in it? That's really cool.
That is pretty cool.
Now when we watch it, we might not make that connection just because we see things out of order now.
Yeah. And I think the last thing I wanted to talk about maybe before we give our ratings was a little bit about the music. Really, I mean, You Got a Friend in Me is like a pretty iconic song. But if you think about this movie, it doesn't necessarily have songs. It's not like a musical movie. Really, the only song is that like super sad one when Buzz jumps off the building and then You Got a Friend in Me. But that voice, isn't it the same singer for all of the movies?
Yeah, it's Randy Newman.
Okay. Yes. He sings everything.
He sings all the songs. And honestly, like,
I think there's four songs.
It's not a musical, but there is a lot more lyrics in this movie than I remembered there being. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize
because
there were that many.
There's
Randy
one
Newman
song
songs
when Buzz comes in and kind of takes over Woody's takes over
the room changes. Okay.
And then there's the one where he jumps off the landing with the shining carpet. And then there's one more too.
There's a Strange Things Are Happening.
Yeah.
To
me. Okay.
I Will Go Sailing No More.
That one.
Hakuna Matata is on here. And Pop Goes the Weasel. Oh, because
But I mean, You Got a Friend in Me is such an iconic song. And I was kind of thinking about how Disney has friendship songs and things like that. And Andre and I always say, like, our Disney song together is the one that Mike and Sully sing, which isn't, it's not in the movie per se. It's in the credits, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But it's good.
But
credit songs count.
But we, like, that's...
They must if we're talking about R&B music.
Granted, it's about best friends, but Andre and I say, like, that's our song. But this song was kind of, like, very similar. Like, it was, the original, like, best friend song to me was, like, You Got a Friend in Me.
Oh, definitely.
And it's a super good song.
You got a friend in me. I like the Spanish version.
Ironically, I'm just going to throw that out there. I think that is more iconic song than Hakuna Matata.
It's a more iconic song
than Hakuna Matata? Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it's more
it's
of
a
like
good
a,
song. I love it.
Like a real song. Like, not to say that Hakuna Matata is not a real song, but it's more like a song that can be played without context of the movie.
Yeah. It's if someone song. Just started singing Hakuna Matata, I'd look at them like, eh.
It means no worries, you say.
It means no worries, you say. What did you say his name? Randy what?
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. And it also kind of reminds me, like, he's like the whole Toy Story series, and that one guy was like the whole Tarzan one.
Phil Collins?
Yeah, Phil Collins.
That one guy.
One guy. I love not be calling Phil.
I love
I absolutely love Phil Collins. I just forgot his name, okay? But you know how we were talking.
Do you know why we're singing this song? Do you know why we're singing this ridiculous song?
Because you like it.
No, no. There's a reason, Andre. You tell them why we're singing this.
Oh, my God. So in high school, we knew of a couple of the football players, and they never shut up about this. You can feel it coming in the air. What is the song called?
Yeah. I think it's called, like,
They Were
the
Always
air.
Singing It.
Yes, Phil Collins, because they play it in the locker rooms before all their games.
Well,
to get
and you know
up.
How, like, you know how people have, like, a pump-up song, and then they come out to it on the field, and they break through, like, the paper
That was
thing?
The song?
Swear to God. And that the best part song. Is that that song is, like, 7 minutes long, and that part, the
that was when they would come out?
Is, like, 4 minutes in.
Right.
So you had to sit in the stands.
Oh, my God.
So you're waiting for the football team to run out, and you're like, all right, well, there is quite a bit more. Because
that's hilarious.
It's like a slow builder, like.
and I kept asking, like, why can't our song be, like, Eye of the Tiger or something? Like,
or
you can just get it on.
Cut it down to a minute. 30 seconds of the song is all you need, guys. Why are we listening to 7 minutes of Phil Collins? It's a good song, but
because,
like,
Phil Collins is legit, but, you know.
It's a lot.
Why would you not listen to 7 minutes of Phil Collins?
Oh, well, trying to get hyped up is not. That just wasn't the song,
it's
okay?
It's a long
Now I
want to
watch
process.
Tarzan, though, because I love all the music in Tarzan's fantastic. But we're not talking about Tarzan.
I feel like that's Michelle's.
Two words, one family.
I thought we weren't singing about Tarzan.
Sorry. What do you give this movie on a scale of 1 to 10?
Can I just back up for 1 second?
Back it up. Back it up.
Backing
you
up.
You got it. You got it. Okay, yes.
This, Randy Newman, he's the singer, obviously he's not the narrator, but he kind of reminds me of being like the narrative voice, because when you hear him, it's very, he's moving the plot along with the songs.
Yes.
For sure.
Like, they're transition moments.
Segway.
These guys weren't friends before, but now.
Now they're friends. Now they're Kate and Leo.
Oh my God. That Kate and Leo.
You know, but he really does move it. Like, you can see Woody getting really angry through Strange Things. Right. Or you can see, you know, poor Buzz having his depressed moment. Yeah. Or you can see them becoming friends again.
I never thought about it that way. Yes. And it's also like Tarzan. I keep comparing it to Tarzan
it's a musical narration.
I think of it. Yeah,
without
a musical narration.
The movie being a musical.
Which I dig.
Which is cool.
I won't lie. Sometimes, as much as I love Disney music, sometimes it's overdone for characters to just break out in song. And
if the toys broke out in song, it wouldn't make sense.
No.
They already have to like act like
first they're alive,
the kids
now they can
in.
Sing.
How double whammy.
It's crazy.
Double whammy. I love it though. Okay, now you may give your rating, good sir.
Ratings. It's time for ratings. So just up front, I'm going to say that this movie is very highly rated in all of America.
Oh my God, I just saw its Rotten Tomatoes
score. So the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Is it bad?
No.
For Toy Story, the first Toy Story, is 100%.
Shut
the
door.
Top of the list. This movie was the highest grossing movie in 1995. Not the highest grossing animated movie. The highest grossing movie of 1995.
Hot
you know
dog.
What else came out that year? Braveheart came out that year. A Batman movie came out that year.
Braveheart?
A 007 movie came out that year. And Toy Story topped them all.
Can you imagine how pissed those people, those directors
were? We got people Toy Story!
100%
100% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a 95
on
Metacritic. It's got an 8.3 on IMDb. So it's a very highly rated movie.
Wow.
And it's not going down any farther in my rating segment. I'm going to give it a 9.5. I'm not going to do another 10.
Oh, my dang! Two 10s in a row.
I'm not going to do another 10.
That'd be
but
crazy if you gave it
this,
two 10s.
This movie is awesome. I love this movie, and I'll love it forever. I'm pretty sure. I'll love it forever. It's a classic. And
it's like Titanic, a classic.
It's just like Titanic.
Oh my God.
Titanic don't have 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, it don't.
I don't know.
It don't have 100% in my book either.
Me either. It's rough city to sit through, man.
Oh, wait. Toy Story came out before Titanic. Titanic.
Oh!
Toy Story. I thought it was just like a natural homage to Titanic or something.
So did I.
Oh my.
Titanic they stole
it. 1997. We see you, James Cameron. We know what you're up to.
How dare you?
Okay, buddy. Ripping off kids' movies. What's wrong with you?
Damn.
Interesting. Anyways, my mind's kind of blown now. I'm like,
I don't even know what to say.
I am also going to give this movie a 9.5. It's really great. I was just going to give it a 9, but like, and the only reason I was going to give it a 9 is because when I go to like Disneyland and I see Woody, I'm not like, oh my God, I want to take a picture with him. I'm like, I want to take a picture with Winnie the Pooh. Because I don't know why, but it's an amazing
Michelle's
movie.
Rating system is a little wonky.
I rate it off of like weird past experiences. I don't know, but it's a great movie. I'm going to give it a 9.5.
That sometimes are irrelevant.
That was super irrelevant. I'm so sorry, guys. Now you guys know how my mind works. Okay, Emily?
I would also say a 9.5. I think I keep saying there's no perfect movie, but there is no reason for this movie to be any less for me.
Right.
It's like Michelle said, I don't like if I'm in the parks, I'm not like super excited to see them. But every time I ride Toy Story Mania now, Toy Story Mania now, I'm like, this game is so cool. This ride is so fun.
And so fun.
And now I think when I go to Disneyland, I think I'm going to be more excited now.
Right.
Because of those references that I don't remember as a kid, and now being like, ooh, Mr. Potato Head, you sassy.
I kind of want to watch Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3 already.
No, I want
I
to.
I
want to
watch them too.
I definitely want to watch 2 and 3.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we know what we're doing. Oh, also, maybe like after we watch Toy Story 2 and 3, we can like go to Disney World since they're going to have a whole Toy Story land open. Can you imagine?
Poster.
Like now we would really know a lot of the references. That'd be cool.
Disney World.
They have a whole land?
Yeah, a whole land.
That's cool. like a Bugs Land
They're going to have a roller coaster that's Slinky Dog.
Whoa, and you're just like going around and around the Slinkies.
Hold on. With a force field. Did we see this in the Christmas parade from Disneyland?
They announced it like a hot mess ago.
Well, yeah.
You knew
whatever,
this.
Whatever, I wasn't paying attention.
What's your rating, Lou?
Wow.
My rating is... Well, I wasn't paying attention to news and all that stuff. Sorry. My rating is a 9.4.
What?
Shut up! You just didn't want to sweep.
Yes, I didn't want
to sweep. So he rated it a 9.5.
No, I'm joking, guys. I'm thinking about a 9.5. Yeah. Maybe even I'd go a bit higher to a 9.7.
It's great.
I really liked it.
There's
it
like
cool.
virtually no flaws.
No, there's no problems.
No.
You know?
Which is so funny because like Toy Story was never one of my favorite movies growing up. So when we said we were going to watch it, I was kind of like, eh. And then we watched it. I was like, dang.
Do you want to know one of the reasons I think I like it the most? Is that it's funny because Luis said something today and it triggered it for me. He said something about the length of the movie. Mm-hmm. And the movie is, to me, goes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, number one, because it's shorter than the movies that come out today.
Yes.
But number two, there's no downtime.
Right.
They don't mess around.
Everything happens for a reason. And
it moves the plot.
At a good pace.
You know, sometimes...
This movie's an hour and 20 minutes long.
Yeah. And like sometimes perfect, when we watch these movies, you know, there's like scenes where you're like, I didn't really get that. Or it wasn't to the point enough. And Luis is of the type of movie watcher that he wants to watch every extended version with every deleted scene. He wants to, I mean, like we're watching Lord of the Rings, like extended version, like Woo. 7 hours for one movie.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah. I don't know how down I am for that, but this movie to me, everything clicked. There was nothing that I was like, you know, and I think it was because of the length of the movie. And I kind of wish that movies would kind of get back to that.
Yeah.
Because if I'm bored, then I'm not interested, you know?
Yeah.
I agree with that. That was super good, guys.
Yeah.
That was a good one. We're totally going to watch Toy Story 2 and 3 after this.
So I have a proposition for you guys. So you may or may not have seen on our Instagram that we had a winner for our Christmas giveaway.
That's
so
right.
That was a couple weeks ago.
Shout out to Brittany Volk.
Shout out to Brittany Volk. Well,
hi, Brittany.
We had talked about what we could get our, you know, our winner and what we'll be doing for future giveaways and such. Well, we're getting close to 250 on our Instagram, so we wanted to do another giveaway. Well, we may have something Emperor Zurg related, Toy Story related.
Ooh.
So maybe
yeah.
Once we hit 250 Instagram followers, we could give away something Toy Story related.
Yes, that sounds like a good
idea. That is what
we
are doing, guys.
Okay, so, well, there you go. You know, boom.
Just in the meantime, before we officially do that giveaway, just, you know, get people to follow our page.
Yeah.
Tell them about the podcast.
Yeah, we love hearing from
Take
all you
their
guys.
Phones from them and go to the Walt Vault on their Instagram.
Whoa.
That's assuming you
Give
know their
like.
Password on their phone.
That's an invasion of privacy.
Mm.
You're like your best friend.
Here
like
comes the voice of reason.
Yeah, there he is.
Here comes okay. Mr. Potato Head.
There's no reason with that, Tater.
This is my drum roll for next week's movie because I'm going to lose it right now.
Oh, okay.
What is that? She's banging a pen on the table.
That's more like Morse code. So you're Morse coding.
You ruined my announcement. I got to do it again now.
I think you should
just... We're watching...
That's definitely Morse code.
Oh.
Can I do it for you this time?
Yes.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
There's a lot of drum roll.
The Little Mermaid! Hey!
It took me a second to get what the song was.
I wasn't sure what it was either. I thought you were just making up a song. Nope.
Sorry.
The song from the Little
Mermaid. Under the sea. Under the sea. It's
all right,
wet
so
and it's better.
My fellow keepers of the vault, my birthday is on next Sunday, January 14th, and our episode comes out on Monday the 15th. So we're watching my favorite movie.
You should see her face right now. I have never seen Michelle
she
so freaking happy. I don't know if
excited.
It's like birthday happy.
We're gonna watch my favorite movie. They're the other members of the vault are not very excited.
No,
but,
we're
you know.
Perfectly
we're
excited.
Perfectly finally excited. You're just like we're at like a 10 and you're at
you
a 45.
You know why? Because Jodie Benson is my girl. It's gonna be so great. But on that note, I mean, you'll hear all about it next week.
I think that we're just equally excited to like watch the movie, but also to like give
watch
our
Michelle watch the
watch
movie.
Michelle.
I'm gonna be arguing
lose her biz yeah. over this
you
movie.
Guys even try to put it down a little bit. I'm gonna be like, no, you're wrong. So
oh,
we'll
I already got so much to say, and I haven't even seen this movie
Daddy
in a long
I
time.
Him. I was Daddy, so I love him.
I was so pleasant when you guys all hated The Lion King. You don't have to attack us for not liking the
movie. We'll
see. Record.
I don't know. Okay, it might just
off,
come
I
out.
I never said I hated The Lion King. But do you want to know what's really funny? Do you want to know what's funny? I got multiple text messages from multiple people like, you know what? I'm just going to have to tell you, Emily,
that you were wrong.
And I was like, whoa. First off, people listen. Yay. Yeah, but number two, good. Okay. All right. I need to keep my opinion to myself.
Apparently.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's okay.
I think it's great that you guys listen and are so passionate about this.
Thank you for agreeing with me about The Lion King.
Well, I don't know about all that. But thank you for being an adult that watches Disney movies and gets excited. And we're not the only foreign, you know, history.
We're not the only adult Disney
makes
nerds.
Us happy to not be alone. You know?
I mean, we have each other, but each other's not enough sometimes.
Yeah. All we need is each other. You guys.
Michelle's still dancing.
I just want to let you know how to get in touch with us. Michelle, do you have something to say? She's in a power pose right now as if she's about to speak.
You could see her.
Body language.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Next week. Wait for next week. Guys, until next week, be sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms. We are the Walt Vault Pod on Instagram. That is where all the action is happening. You know, come there for all of the goodness, for all the conversation. But if you want, you can also follow us on Twitter. We are at the Walt Vault Pod. Or you can like us on Facebook at the Walt Vault Pod. If you want to ask us a question, you can slide into our DMs or you can send us an email to contact@thewaltvaultpod.com. And we may read your message on the show, even if it's a slid DM. You guys, we're available on YouTube, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. iTunes is the hot one. Make sure you leave us a review and a rating there. And that helps to let other people know how much you like us. Please subscribe. So that's it for now. We will see you next week. The vault is now closed.